Archers for the week, 27 August to 1st September 2000.
Yes. Nigel's letting me have a bit of a lie-in. The children had me up three times in the night.
Oh, poor you.
Actually, that is quite unusual these days.
What, were they just hungry?
No, Lily had a bit of a tummy upset. But she seems to have got over it now. She's fast asleep at the moment.
Yes, I suppose that's the sort of thing we're going to have to get used to.
Oh, I don't think you ever really get used to waking up in the night. You just cope somehow. Hang on, Kenton, what do you mean the sort of thing we're going to have to get used to?
I can't let Mel do all the work, can I?
You mean Mel's pregnant?
She certainly is. I'm going to be a dad.
Oh, Kenton, that's marvellous. Oh, when's she due?
Well, she's about 6 weeks now, so it'll be towards the end of April, I think.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
Thanks. We're both pretty thrilled about it.
I bet you are. Oh, hold on, Freddy's starting to grizzle. I'm just going to put him in his baby bouncer. That should keep him quiet.
Elizabeth, do you know if Mum and Dad are in? I tried phoning them, but there was no answer.
Okay, there you go, Freddie. Well, I think Mum's taking Dad out for the day to give him a break now that harvest is more or less over.
All right, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, Dad's been getting very tired with having to cover for Ruth. You could try them tonight.
Okay, well, I'll give them a ring later.
So, have you told anyone else yet?
Well, only Mel's family and a couple of friends out here. Now, you're the first to know over there.
Well, I'm very honoured. Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Why don't you just stay in bed?
Oh, I can't. We've got a busy day ahead. I seem to be permanently tired since we had these two.
Oh, it'll soon be like that for us.
Well, I hope for your sake you don't have twins then.
Oh, yes, I think one will probably be enough for now.
And whatever you do, don't have four.
Why not?
Because then you'll have all sorts of problems with your children squabbling over their inheritance.
Oh, of course. I suppose I shouldn't ask, but...
No, it doesn't matter. We're still at an impasse, but it's all on hold, obviously, until Ruth's over the worst of it.
Oh, right. How is she? She was just about to start her chemotherapy last time I spoke to Mum.
Well, she was sick for quite a while after that.
Right.
It's obviously been pretty difficult for her, but... Well, there's no alternative, really.
When's her next appointment?
This week, I think.
Let's hope it's not so bad this time, eh?
Yeah, I hope not. I had an appointment with my specialist the other week.
And how was that?
Fine. She seems very pleased with how my heart's coping after having the children.
Oh, that's good.
Although I have still got to have this cardiac catheterisation in a few weeks.
Oh, you poor old thing.
Yeah, but at least it'll only put me out of action for a day or two. The trouble is, that's just when you always get problems, isn't it?
Yes, I know what you mean.
And talking of problems, we've just had to lose one of our staff, Tracy Horribin.
Oh, the Horribins. What's she been up to?
Well, apart from chatting up Owen, our chef, and being offhand with the customers, not much at all, really.
Plus ça change, eh?
I know. We never really wanted to employ her in the first place, but she came with Owen.
What's he like?
Oh, he's fine. It was just her.
Well, that's the last thing you need, isn't it? Staff problems.
Yes, especially as we're still not absolutely sure whether we're going to come out on top with all this expansion.
Well, all the more reason to get the inheritance sorted out.
I know. But you won't mention it to Mum and Dad when you phone, will you?
Well, not if you don't want me to.
Well, I'd rather you didn't. Not after what happened last time when Shula had a go at both you and me.
No, OK, I'll just stick to the good news.
I'm sure Mum and Dad will be thrilled.
Yeah, well, I thought it was high time I started to catch out with the rest of you.
Uh-oh, here comes my alarm call. It's all right, Lily, Mummy's here.
You better get back to them.
OK, it's time for breakfast anyway, and then I must start work. All right, Lily. Oh, Poppy, don't cry.
Yeah, you've obviously got your hands full.
Well, look, give Mel a big kiss and say well done from all of us.
I will. Oh, and love to Nigel.
OK, goodbye. Oh, you're both hungry now, aren't you? Well, did Mummy starve you all night long? Julia, please, I'm not even dressed yet.
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but have you seen my paintbrushes? I can't find them anywhere.
Paintbrushes? At this time of the morning?
And I need them because I'm thinking of entering something in the arts and crafts section of the flower and produce show. Yeah,
well, you won't find them in our bedroom, so if you don't mind.
Oh. Hey, Oh, come on, Edward, lift it.
I am lifting it.
Then lift it a bit higher.
The stones are heavy, you know.
Oh, they ain't. Now, drop it down here. Gently. And lean it against the wall. That's it.
Why are we doing this patio on a Sunday anyway?
Look, I don't want to hear no more moans from you, all right?
All right, well, don't go into one.
You ain't got nothing to complain of.
That's what you think.
Oh, the day you get a high court order against you, throwing you off your land, that's when you got the right to complain.
It's a poxy caravan. You can park it anywhere.
Oh, don't be stupid, Edward. Ain't that easy. They won't try and force us back to Meadow, look.
No way, not with Grandad. He'd go mental.
Yeah, I know. Oh, the issue was a ring. Okay, now let's work this one loose.
How much are we getting paid for this?
Never you mind about that.
Well, not that makes any difference, seeing as I ain't paying me nothing.
Shut it, Edward. It caused enough trouble as it is. Look, it's time you started thinking about other people for a change.
I still don't see why we got to work on a Sunday.
It don't matter what day it is. Now, lift.
Right. Ah.
Morning, you two. Thought you might like a little light refreshment.
Oh, yeah. Tea and biscuits, great.
Now look what you've done. You've cracked it.
Well, it don't matter if they're going to the dump, does it? Time, Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
I'm glad to see you've made such an early start. You will watch out for the ornaments and the water feature, though, won't you?
Oh, of course we will.
Last thing I need at the moment is disorderly cheek.
Mrs. Snell, look, now that we've started, I was wondering if we could have some cash up front, only to cover costs, like.
Ah, how much are you thinking of?
500. Ah, cash flow ain't been too good lately.
Yes, well, I dare say the Welsh slate didn't come cheaply either.
No, it didn't.
Trouble is, tomorrow's a bank holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on early shift on Tuesday, so I won't be able to give you most of it until Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, right.
I dare say I could find £100 for you today, if that would help.
Oh, yeah, thanks. It would. I suppose you've heard about this summons,
wouldn't you? Oh, yes. Clary told me all about it. I think it's absolutely iniquitous.
Yeah, I was hoping Usha would help us, but she must have gone away.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. Robert bumped into her this morning at the shop.
Did he?
Yes, I believe she's already going to help Kathy. Well, I'm sure she'll be the best person for you, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, dear, I'm going to be late for church. You'll still be here when I get back, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Keep up the good work.
We will. £100 better than nothing, I suppose.
Drive it down.
No, you can't. And don't eat all the chocolate biscuits.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Now, you keep going here while I go and see you, sir. And don't break any more of these stones. We're going to need them.
So now I'm doing all the work and not getting paid.
Oh, stop bothering and get on with it. I'll be back later.
Oh, Elizabeth, how can you work in this pokey little office on such a lovely day?
I've got to. These spreadsheets won't fill themselves in.
Ah, but the twins should be outside in the fresh air.
They're asleep, Julia.
Yes, but the air would do them good.
Why don't you take them out later, then?
Oh, no, I can't. I should be far too busy. There's my painting for a start.
Have you chosen a subject yet?
Oh, I've got one or two ideas, but I don't want to commit myself too early.
Did you find your brushes?
No. Well, I do hope Mrs. Pugsley hasn't done something silly with them.
I'm sure she wouldn't. When do rehearsals start for the Mikado?
Oh, I don't know. Linda hasn't confirmed the casting yet. It's most frustrating.
But you will be playing Katisha?
Oh, yes, that's already been agreed. But there's the other parts that are still in question.
I expect Linda will soon have it sorted out. I'm really pleased that you're finding these outlets for your creativity.
Oh, yes. One needs diversions to relieve the tedium.
Oh, who's that? Come in.
I'm sorry to bother you. Oh, am I interrupting something?
Oh, no, it's quite all right. I shall go and tax Mrs. Pugsley as to the whereabouts of my brushes.
Is this convenient?
Well, I'm quite busy, Emma, but if you're quick.
Oh, the twins look gorgeous, don't they?
Yes, especially when they're asleep.
I love the way their mouths pucker up like that.
And now, what did you want to see me about?
Right, you know my Auntie Tracy left her job in the cafe last week?
We asked her to leave, actually.
Well, anyway, I was wondering if you'd got anyone to replace her.
We've got a student until the end of the week.
Oh.
But we'd like someone permanently.
Oh, then I want to apply for her.
Do you?
Yes, see, my exam results weren't too good and I don't want to go to college.
Are you sure?
There's no point. I want to start earning and I'd be available straight away.
Well, we do need someone as soon as possible.
I wouldn't let you down, honest.
What sort of experience have you got?
I've been working as a waitress at the ball during the holidays and at the weekends.
Yes, that's true.
And sometimes I help out in the kitchen too. You can ask Mrs. Perks or Mrs. Fry for reference.
Well, what we need is someone trustworthy, whom we can rely on, especially when it gets busy.
Well, that's okay. I prefer it at the ball when there's a crowd in. I get on well with Owen too.
Well, that'll help. But I can't have you walk out on us in a week's time saying you're bored or fed up.
I wouldn't, I promise. I want to stay and learn so I can run my own place one day.
And you'd have to be polite to our customers at all times.
I know I'm good at that, even when they're really rude. I wouldn't let you down, I promise.
I thought you'd come to demolish the house the way you hammered on the door.
Sorry, Isha, but I've got to talk to you.
All right, fire away then.
We found this outside the caravan on Friday. It's a summons. And it's for this Wednesday.
Yes, so I see.
What are we going to do? They want to chuck us off, don't they?
I'm afraid that's right.
Well, surely we can stop them, can't we?
I'm not sure you can, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, the land where your caravan's parked belongs to Borchester Land.
Well, I know that, but they are...
Well, that's not how they see it, though, and you didn't obtain their permission before moving on to it.
No, but we must have squatters' rights or something, at least.
I'm afraid not. The law in these sorts of cases has tightened up considerably in recent years.
But we can't just give in.
Well, the trouble is that legally, you don't have a defence.
But you could talk to them, couldn't you? Tell her anything that's happened.
I'm sorry, Eddie. The court will see it as such a routine case that it won't make any difference at all if I turned up on Wednesday, much as I'd like to help you.
But that can't just be it. There must be something we can do. Can't anyone put our case to them?
Well, you do have the right to turn up and speak on your own behalf, but I wouldn't recommend
it. You mean I can go to this hearing?
Yes, you can, but I warn you...
Well, then there's still a chance, isn't there?
Not really, Eddie. The judge...
If the judge will listen to me, then I can tell him what's happened to us. It could make all the difference.
I doubt it.
I'll get him on my side. Well, even judges can tell when people haven't been treated right.
Oh, Eddie, Usher, it doesn't matter.
You've been brilliant. If it wasn't for you, I might have given up.
Eddie, you're not listening.
It might not be much of a chance, but at least it is one. We ain't got nothing to lose by trying, have we?
He heard there's appeal on a kids' programme to look out for water voles because they're an endangered species.
Good for him.
So he insisted we walk along the Am to look for them.
I can think of worse things to do on a bank holiday.
No, exactly. I'm really pleased he's taking such an active interest in animals. And not just the obvious domestic pets, either.
Must be your influence rubbing off on him.
Perhaps. Certainly means we can manage to have some good quality time together.
Which must help with the adoption process.
Yeah, I suppose so. Though I'm sure it would be the same even if we weren't going through that. It really is Daniel who wants to do it.
Josh, put that stick down. You'll frighten them away.
Actually, I'm not sure there's much danger of us finding any here. But Daniel will certainly keep trying.
I doubt you could say the same for my two.
Well, I don't know. They both seem pretty keen.
Make sure Josh doesn't go too close to the edge, Pip.
Okay.
No, which is a good excuse to have a romp around for them. The ecological aspect of the search will have gone right over their heads.
Oh, what have you got there, Josh? Ah, I don't think it's a water vole. Good try.
Josh, it's just a dirty old dog's collar.
I'm not surprised, really.
Why?
Well, the conditions here aren't quite right for them.
But we're still going to look along the rest of the river. Do you want to come, Pip?
I don't think so. We're going to Granny Grandad's too.
Why does your mum wear that woolly hat when it's so sunny?
Oh, that's because her head looks like a loo brush at the minute.
Daniel, it's not funny.
It's not going to be easy, is it?
Well, no, I don't suppose it is, but we can't not tell her.
No, I know that.
Especially as we promised Kenton we'd let everybody know.
Yes. But knowing that Mel's pregnant when that's what Ruth and David have been hoping for, bound to have an effect on her, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course it is.
And remember what happened just before she told us she was ill, when I blurted out that I thought she was pregnant?
Oh yes, but that doesn't matter now. It'll only make matters worse if we try to fudge it.
So, you think we should just tell her?
Oh, yes, I do.
I suppose you're right. It's a shame we almost feel embarrassed about it.
Oh, I don't think we do. We're just trying to be sensitive to Ruth.
Yes. Oh, time to put the pie in. Could you open the oven door for me?
Yes, all right.
Thanks. That's it. Shame we haven't had a chance to tell them already.
Oh, we only knew last night. And we've both been busy today. I mean, you didn't want to tell her over the phone, did you?
No. You don't suppose she'll have heard it from anyone else, do you?
Well, I'm sure Elizabeth won't have told her. And no one else knows yet, do they?
No, you're right.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, hello, you two. And how are you?
He's hot and I'm cool.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds interesting.
It's fish pie for supper, everybody.
That sounds nice.
Can we finish the video we started watching yesterday?
Pip, you shouldn't just come in and ask like that. It's rude.
Oh, don't worry. I'll go and sort it out for them now.
Oh, you don't have to, Jim.
No, honestly, I don't mind. The pie will be at least another half an hour anyway.
Okay.
Come on, you two. If we're lucky, the video might still be in the machine. Let's go and see.
I don't know how long David's going to be. I haven't seen him since this morning.
Oh, not too long, I shouldn't think. The last time I saw him, he was just starting to plough long field. He didn't say how late he was going on.
Oh, right.
Is Pip looking forward to going back to school next week and seeing all her friends again?
Yeah, she is. She's getting pretty bored with being stuck in the house.
Well, the summer holidays always seem to go on so long, don't they?
Especially when you're used to working and not spending all your time at home.
Yes. Yes, that must be quite difficult.
But I have enjoyed this last couple of weeks with Pip and Josh. It's just... well, if the circumstances had been different...
Yes, of course. And I suppose it's been difficult for them, too.
Oh, they've coped pretty well on the whole.
Well, you never know with children, though, do you? Quite how they'll react to something as serious as this.
No, you don't.
Right. They're settled down.
Oh, good.
Has Phil told you Kenton phoned last night?
No.
Oh, thought he might have done.
Well, actually, I was just going to.
Why? Has something happened?
Well, it came out of the blue, really.
Although you can never be quite sure when he's going to phone you next, even at the best of times.
Anyway, it's nothing bad. He just phoned to tell us how he was and what his latest news.
And what is the latest news?
Well, he told us he's going to become a father.
Oh. That's great. I'm really pleased for him.
I'm afraid it's pretty unlikely we'll see any water voles along this stretch of the river either.
Why?
Well, one of the main reasons why they're an endangered species is because they can't make their homes on the riverbank as easily as they used to.
Can't they?
No. And I'm afraid there are other animals who hunt them down as well.
What for?
For food. One of these other animals is the mink, which didn't used to live in this country at all.
Didn't it?
No. But unfortunately for the water vole, minks breed quickly. And they like living in the same sort of places. They're also bigger and stronger.
Why can't they make friends?
Well, it doesn't quite work like that, I'm afraid. Look, can you see that rusty old can at the edge of the water?
Yes.
Well, that's another problem for our friend Ratty. Litter and pollution. Water voles like nice, clean water.
Why don't people look after it better?
That's a very good question. It's a bit difficult to explain. Look, do you see how the riverbank over there is shallow and crumbling away? It's not in a very good state.
Isn't it?
No. And that's caused by several things. Like people and animals, like cows, walking up to the edge lots of times and breaking down the ground beneath their feet.
So what does that do?
Well, it means that it's more difficult for the voles to make their burrows. They like steeper banks to make a hole in. And it also means more mud in the river so that all their favourite foods, like reeds and grasses and sedges, just disappear.
Oh, look, it's Uncle David!
Oh, so it is. Hi, David.
Hello, you two. What are you looking for?
Horse of ours. We want to save one.
Do you? That sounds very noble.
Have you seen any?
No, I can't say I have, I'm afraid.
Daddy said the riverbanks aren't very good around here.
Well, he's right. No, we don't look after them as well as we should.
Yeah, well, I don't suppose you've really got the time.
That's not a very good excuse, though.
Oh, look, some ducks.
Yeah, there are some other birds, too. Why don't you go and see if you can identify them?
All right.
I see you've been out with the plough.
Yeah, we'll be sowing our second wheat in here by the end of the month. Eddie's been giving me a hand.
Oh, how is he?
Well, he's not too good, I'm afraid. They've been served with a High Court order to move on.
I suppose it was inevitable.
Yeah, it was. Somehow it seems as though they're locked into a never-ending downward spiral.
It must be very depressing.
Yeah. There's a hearing in court on Wednesday. Eddie's going to plead his case, but reading between the lines, I don't think he's got much chance.
They could really do with a change in their luck, couldn't they?
Yeah. Makes me feel guilty every time I complain about being in the bungalow. Can't imagine what it's like living in that caravan. And soon, they might not even have that.
By the way, I thought I'd better mention, there was a rather unfortunate remark about Ruth's hair earlier on, from one of the kids.
Oh, what did they say?
That it looked like a loo brush. Of course, any mention of a toilet and the children will think it's hysterical.
That is all she needs.
Well, she took it pretty well. Well, at least in front of them, but I think she was genuinely upset.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for telling me. You know, she's been so resilient over this whole business, but losing her hair has really hit her hard. Mm. Mainly because she was so sure it wouldn't happen to her.
Another quarter of an hour should do fine.
Great.
Are the children still watching the video?
I don't know.
What are the children doing, Phil?
Oh, well, Pip's playing with the doll's house. And do you know what Josh just said?
No.
He told Pip, he said, she's not his mummy, so she can't tell him what to do.
Oh,
but he won't let me tell him what to do either.
Well, that's not surprising, is it? I mean, neither of us like being told what to do. So why should our kids be any different?
Yes, we do tend to pass down our faults from generation to generation, don't we?
Yeah, and then we watch in horror as they get repeated before our eyes.
I just wish sometimes they'd show me a bit more respect.
Oh, they're not too bad usually, though, are they?
Well, it's all right for you. You don't have to put up with them all day long.
What's the matter, love? Hey, come on, what's happened?
I think we'll eat in the dining room tonight. Phil, should we go and lay the table?
Oh, yes, all right. Good idea. Hey, this isn't like you.
No, I know. I feel so stupid in front of your mum and dad. It isn't like me.
Well, they won't be worried about that.
I know.
Alistair told me what the children said about your hair.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
Well, you've got every right to be upset. It was a terrible thing to say.
It's not just that, though.
What else is it, then?
You heard about Mel being pregnant?
No. But that's great news.
I know. Of course it is. It's just... What if I can't have another baby?
We don't know that, love. There's still a very good chance. Oh,
how can you be sure? You know one of the side effects of chemotherapy can be infertility.
Yes, I know that, but it does not mean to say it's going to happen to you.
But why shouldn't it? After all, everything else I thought was a remote possibility seems to be happening. Like having cancer, like my hair falling out, so why shouldn't that happen to me as well?
Well, I can't answer that for certain. But at this stage, I see no reason why we shouldn't have another child one day. And neither should you.
I know I should be happy for Kenton and Mel. I know I should. Oh, it's just so difficult.
Hey.
It feels like everyone else can just carry on as normal. Having babies, getting on with their lives. And I'm being left behind.
You're not. You're not being left behind. I'm here with you.
We're in this together.
Thanks. Thank God I've got you.
Oh, I should hope so. They've been here all morning and afternoon.
You ain't got any more of those chocolate biscuits, have you?
What? Yes, I'll go and get some in a minute. Do you think you could try to stack the paving stones a little more neatly?
Oh, don't you worry about that. I'll be gone by the end of the week.
Oh, good. Does that mean you'll be starting on the slate next week, then?
Well, it should do, yeah. Although we have got one or two other jobs on
as
well.
Yes, of course. Popped into the bank on my way home. When would you like me to give you your money?
Oh, now's as good a time as any.
I'll ask for it all in 20s, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
It is. £400, which in addition to the £100 I gave you on Sunday, makes £500 so far, the rest to be paid on completion.
Oh, that's all very much. Right, 20, 14...
I have checked it already.
No, you don't trust anyone these days, and he's tired.
Thank you, Edward.
Well, I must say I'm glad this patio is going so well. I need something to cheer me up.
What was that?
Ah, it's the Mikado. Oh, must be, I've never started it.
Did I get the part?
No, Edward, not after that audition.
Well, didn't you like Smack My Bitch Up?
It was hardly the appropriate choice for Gilbert and Sullivan. Then you didn't really want a part, did you?
No. Well, unless you change it to Garage or Thrash, well, then I might.
No, I thought not.
Yeah, 400, it's all there.
If only I could find Nanky Poo and Yum Yum.
They've got me the stupidest names ever.
Well, they may seem stupid to you, Edward, but to others, they conjure up something magical. A world of song and laughter, the gay abandon of musical comedies.
All right.
At least that's the theory. But, well, we're so desperately short of men, as well as the juvenile leads, that it's looking increasingly unlikely. I haven't even finalised my cast list yet, and we start rehearsals next week.
Oh, you'll be all right. There's plenty of men.
But are they willing to commit themselves to Titty Poo? Sadly not, it would seem. Roy Tucker turned me down most unceremoniously when I asked him earlier on.
But what about Mike or Tony?
No, not interested, I'm afraid. I don't suppose there's any chance you might reconsider.
No chance, I'm afraid. I've got more things to worry about than joining in with that look.
What are you got those things for?
You mean my wind chimes?
Yeah. Clanging really gets on your wick, doesn't it?
No, you're quite wrong there, Edward. Think of it as an expression of universal harmonies, cleansing the environment of old, dense energies and
ushering... Come on, Edward, time's getting on. Yeah. Give us some of this stone, will you?
All right.
Yes, I suppose that you get on. I wonder if I should ask Jolene Rogers. Feels like a betrayal of poor Kathy, but needs must.
Well, you could ask Fallon and all. She'd probably do it.
Yes. Thank you. That's a very good idea.
What about them chocolate biscuits?
Oh, I'll leave the packet out. Just help yourself.
Don't drop it.
I won't. No,
I don't want no more crap.
Well, how about giving us 20 quid then?
No.
Well, how come you get all the money? You know, I get nothing. It ain't fair.
You'll get something when I can afford it.
Oh, yeah, and when's that going to be?
When I tell you.
Democrat's got a new job. She's going to earn loads.
Yeah, well, tough luck, son. Come on, we've got work to do.
Hello, Ruth. I wondered what your car was doing here.
I was just dropping a note off for David in the office.
Is that the first time you've driven?
Yeah, it is.
Well done. It's a good idea to do just a little journey up the lane like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like that for me after I broke my knee. I had to build up to things very gradually.
I remember.
I've just been cleaning out the hens. Would you like some eggs?
Thanks. Maybe I could pick them up later.
Why don't you stay for a cup of tea and then you could take them back afterwards?
No, thanks. I'm going into Borchester.
Are you? Where are the children?
Haley's looking after them for a couple of hours.
You should have told me. We could all have gone into town together.
No, I want to go on my own.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yes, I'm sure. I've got this pad protecting me from the seatbelt and I'll take it easy, I promise.
I'd like to come with you.
No, Jill. I need to do this on my own.
All right. But you will be careful, won't you?
Yeah, I will. I promise.
I'll see you later, then.
Okay. Bye.
Afternoon, Ruth. It's nice to see you up and about again.
Thanks, Bert. Bye.
Bye. Afternoon, Mrs. Archer.
Afternoon, Bert. How are the calves doing?
Oh, lovely. Hattie's just given birth to a fine young heifer.
Oh, that's good.
It's nice to see Ruth getting out and about, isn't it?
Yes, I'm just slightly worried about that seat belt hurting her.
Oh, look, she's got it on all right.
Yes, she has. I must stop worrying, I suppose.
You don't know where the bus is, do you?
No, I haven't seen him recently.
Well, him and me were supposed to be sorted out the draft use this afternoon.
Oh, well, I'm sure he won't be too far away.
Oh, I expect he's down there already.
Yes, probably.
He always did like keeping ahead of the game.
Yes, though it seems to get harder with every passing year.
Oh, we're none of us getting any younger, are we?
No, Bert, unfortunately not.
And this is a permanent rift between you. You're sure it's not just a temporary one?
Oh, come on, Usha. You know as well as everyone else what's been going on. And now he's moved her in. We're not just going through a bad patch. This is the real thing. I want a divorce. I want security for Jamie and I want to take Sid back. Everything I can get.
OK. But I do need to establish these matters on an objective basis. Now, have you thought about mediation?
No way. You'll never get me sitting round a table with Sid, neatly dividing up the contents of the bowl. It's gone way too far for that.
I would suggest that you
consider... Oh, please, Usha, I don't want to know. As far as I'm concerned, he owes me.
OK.
I'm sorry. I have been divorced before, but it was in 1985. I suppose it's all changed since then.
Now, there have been a few changes, yes. What we need to concentrate on now is the divorce petition. I know you want to bring it on the basis of adultery, and I agree that's probably the best way forward. I don't think Sid would try to deny he's committed adultery.
No, I don't think there'll be a problem with that.
No. So, we can proceed with the divorce petition on those grounds. I'll draw it up and you can come in and sign it before the end of the week, but I'll need your marriage certificate to help me.
Right. Does the fact that I left the ball affect my legal rights?
It won't affect the divorce petition, since that only deals with the divorce itself.
Yeah, but what about the money side?
Financial claims are dealt with in a separate part of the proceeding.
That's what I mean. Am I going to lose out because I walked out on him and then left my job as well?
I don't believe the fact that you left the pub will prejudice your position, Cathy. If you don't manage to reach an agreement with Sid, the financial claims will be decided by the court. Now, the district judge has a wide discretion, but he does have a checklist of things he must take into account.
Well, I couldn't stay there. Now he's moved that woman in, it's obvious he wants me out altogether, isn't it?
I understand what you're saying.
I couldn't work there any longer. They will see that, won't they?
Cathy, we'll talk about all this in greater detail at another meeting.
So long as you don't try and make me come to some sort of cosy arrangement with him.
I promise I won't try and force you into anything. But if you did come to an agreement with him, it would be better for all of you in the long run.
Now, here's £3 for the compass.
Oh, tell very much. You've done a lovely job with this garden.
Ooh, do you know how many different sorts of muck and waste I've dug into this soil?
Oh, I couldn't rightly say.
12. It's the mix that makes all the difference. Just look at the size of my onions.
Very impressive. Well, you should be in with a good chance at the flower and produce with those.
Ooh, more than a good chance. Well, I reckon I'm going to win it. By the time September the 24th comes around, they should be, 8-9 inches in diameter, I reckon.
Jack Woolley's judging it this year, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't reckon Clary's going to have much chance to enter anything.
Ooh, Frieda's been at it for weeks now. Making all sorts. Pickles, and chutneys, jams, cakes. Her ginger cake's a real treat.
I bet it is.
She should break Prue Forest's record this year. And she's going to help me with my flower arrangements.
It seems like you two are going to sweep the board.
There's no reason why we shouldn't.
Ah, Eddie. I presume you've finished for the night.
That's right.
And will I see you tomorrow after the hearing?
Probably not. But you needn't worry, we're well on schedule.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to wait till I better get off and deliver these other bags of compost. See ya.
Bye, Eddie.
Oh, Bert, these flowers, what lovely colours. Oh. You've got the balance of the chakras just right.
Well, I don't know about that. But if they wins the show, they'll do me.
Actually, Bert, I'm very glad I've caught you.
Why's that?
Well, I was rather disappointed when you didn't turn up to my audition.
No, well, I thought about it, but I prefer pantomime, I think, for Christmas.
Well, perhaps you'll reconsider.
No, I don't think so. My Frida's not keen on Gilbert and Sullivan, you see.
Oh, dear. It's not my lucky day.
I want both of you in your pyjamas now. Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah.
I've, been to the hairdressers.
So you have. It looks great.
It was all falling out anyway.
Did you go on your own?
Yeah. I drove into Borchester.
That's brilliant. Well done. Hey, come here.
Do you think it suits me?
I think it looks fantastic. Makes you look like Sinead O'Connor.
You mean David Beckham, don't you?
Come here, you.
Now, can we go through a few more details about the pub?
Okay.
Are you one of the licensees?
No, that's just Sid. I'm not one of the owners either. That's Sid and Caroline. Sid's got the mortgage.
Yeah, I see.
I didn't bring any money into the pub either, in case you were wondering. So I suppose that'll count against me as well. I worked damn hard building up that pub. The restaurant was all my idea, you know. Sid had nothing to do with that. 13 years of my life have gone into that place.
Kathy, your contribution will be taken into account.
And there's Jamie. We need somewhere to live, and that's going to cost money, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the judge has to take all these factors into consideration, especially the needs of the children. Now, have you had any thoughts about Jamie's contact with Sid?
Yeah, well, I shan't deny him access. But he's got to do what's right, even if it means selling the pub to do it.
Kathy, I really think we should be careful.
What do you mean?
Because if Sid sells the business, then that won't be good for either you or Jamie in the future. Sid would find it very hard to maintain you two without a regular source of income.
Well, so long as he gives me enough to start again, I don't care.
But think about what that could mean for all of you.
Usha, I don't want to be financially dependent on Sid for the rest of my life. All I want is my fair share. If that means Sid loses his business and his home, well, so be it. He should have thought about that before he jumped into bed with Jolene in the first place, shouldn't he?
These courts to last me a lifetime.
So have I.
It's all this waiting around that's the worst.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing we can do about it.
Still, at least we've got a chance to have our say.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure they listen to me.
I hope they do.
Of course they will, Clarith. They've got to. That's what this hearing's for, isn't it?
Suppose so.
I can appeal to their better natures, can't I? Even these iron, mighty legal types listen to the little people sometimes, don't they?
I hope so, Eddie.
If I tell them what's happened to us, well, they're bound to see how wrong it all is.
Yeah. All you've got to do is tell them the truth.
That's right. I mean, Borchester Land never cared less about us, did they? They just wanted our farm, even if it made us homeless.
They completely ignored that petition, didn't they?
Yep.
And then we got moved into Meadowrise.
Exactly. They should never have put a farming family in a place like that.
We couldn't even keep our animals, could we?
Well, the animals they was too. Yeah. So that's got to be cruelty, isn't it?
Poor Peggy fell in Grant.
Yeah. And then Dad nearly lost his marbles.
I don't think you should go on too much about that, Eddie.
Why not? When Dad killed them ferrets, he weren't exactly acting normal,
was he?
Oh,
he's all right now.
Only just, though. Oh, what they did to him. A man can only take so much before he's driven to the edge.
Yeah.
And it was all because of that greedy, money-grabbing
bunch. Calm down, Dave. I'm doing you no good losing your temper in front of him.
I suppose you're right. Just makes me blood boil when I think about what they've done.
Yeah, I know. Trouble is they've got the law on their side.
Don't care. What they've done to us is wrong.
What happens if we lose this case?
I don't even want to think about that.
But it could happen, Eddie. Then what? I suppose we'd probably have to go back to Meadow Rise.
No way! If we all move back in, it'd be the same old nightmare all over again.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What would we do with them feral kittens? Oh, we couldn't go through that business all over again. It'd kill Dad if we had to go back.
I saw Roy and Hayley on the estate the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they was looking at a flat. Apparently it's one of the few places they can afford. Could tell from the look on their faces they didn't like it.
Don't blame them. And if Meadow Rise ain't good enough for them, it certainly ain't good enough for the Grundys.
No. I've swapped shifts with Betty at the ball tonight. Hope I ain't going to be working with Jolene.
Don't make any difference, does it?
Inspector will be, though. Sid hardly seems to know what he's doing since Kathy walked out.
Yeah, well, I ain't got no sympathy. It's all his own fault.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. Hey, Jolene's enjoying herself, though. She's behaving like a real lady, Mutt.
Smart move for her, though, isn't it? She ends up with a share of the bull, she'll be laughing.
Summer, I don't think she'll be getting a share. Not if Kathy's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, looks like they're ready for us. You coming in?
Well, yeah, of course I am, love. I'll be crossing my fingers for you. Good luck.
All right, Mr. Bruce. Make sure you get home before it rains. Oh, hello, Emma. Thought you were going into Borchester with your mates.
They're only gone around Ground Shopping Precinct. I'm bored with that.
Oh, now, who's been mucking around with the stationery? Honestly, it's all over the place.
Mum, what was it like when you got your first job?
That's a funny question to ask.
I'm just interested, that's all.
I suppose it must have been my Saturday job. That was in a toy shop.
No, I mean, what was your first proper job?
I'm going to pay for those sweets.
Yeah.
It's 30p then. Put it in the till.
Okay, so what was it?
Well, it was in the Bull, working as a barmaid. I was only 19, but I remember I was really pleased at the time. What do you want to know?
I went to see Mrs. Podger at Lower Lotsley the other day. I asked her for a job.
Doing what?
I'm going to be a kitchen assistant in their new cafe.
What does that involve?
Washing up, clearing tables, serving behind the counter, you know, stuff like that.
What's the point in getting another part-time job when you're already waitressing at the Bull? Unless you're going to do this instead.
No, Mum. This isn't part-time. It's Aunt Tracy's old job. A proper job.
No, don't be stupid, Emma. That's not a proper job. And anyway, you're going to college next week.
No, I'm not. I don't want to go to college. I want to start earning some money.
You can't. I won't let you.
You can't stop me. I'm old enough to make my own decisions now.
You've got to retake your maths so you can go on to do your A-levels.
I don't want to do stupid A-levels. I hate maths and there's no point in retaking it because I'll never pass it anyway.
But if you give up now, you're just going to throw your life away to become a skivvy.
I'm not giving up. This is a good start for me. And it could easily lead to something better.
Did Mrs. Podger to say that?
No, but I'm sure it's true.
And how much are they going to pay you?
£3.40 an hour.
Oh, but that's hardly anything, Emma. Oh, haven't you got any ambition in your life?
Of course I have. You're just being snotty about it because it's like you were, a barmaid, and you don't want me to end up like this.
No, I don't. Because you can do better than this. Oh, Emma, can't you see? Working in a shop like this... That's all you can ever expect if you throw your education
away.
But
Mum, I'm not going to.
Well, why won't you listen to me?
No, you're not listening to me. I am not going on to college.
Oh, I'm sorry about this, Shula. Whatever must you think? Emma, you stay where you are. We haven't finished yet.
I wish to God I'd never told you now.
I'm looking for some envelopes. I've got a few letters to write.
Oh.
I've just been sorting them out. Hope I wasn't interrupting anything.
No.
Just a little exchange of opinion, that's all.
Have we got what you want?
Yes. These should do fine.
It's not an exchange of opinion. She wants me to go to college and retake my GCSEs instead of getting a job at Lower Loxley.
And I take it that's a bit of a problem for you.
You could say that. So not fair.
Can I help at all?
I wish. If you can make her understand that she'll be throwing her life away just because she doesn't like maths, that'd be a start.
But is she throwing it away?
Well, yes, of course she is. I mean, people who pass exams always do better than those who don't they?
Oh, I hate stupid exams.
But what about your A-levels? You were perfectly happy about doing them until you got this F in maths. Oh, if you don't retake it, you'll end up regretting it for the rest of your life.
Well,
I'm useless at maths, and I always will be, so what's the point? Exam results are only stupid bits of paper anyway. They don't mean anything.
Yes, they do. Those bits of paper make all the difference.
But it's obviously no good your mother trying to tell you, is it? Maybe you'll listen to Mrs. Hebden Lloyd instead.
Actually, I didn't do very well in my exams either.
I expect you're just being modest.
No, I'm not. How many GCSEs did you get, Emma?
I got a B and three Cs. Those are the ones that really count. I also got a stupid three Ds, an E and an F in math.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad to me.
No, it's useless. Everyone thought I'd do so much better.
Well, I only got five O-levels, and everybody thought I'd do better too.
They must have been good ones, though.
Not especially. Mum and Dad persuaded me I should aim for veterinary college. But really, I knew all along I wasn't clever enough for that.
Weren't you? Oh,
heavens, no. And when I got my A-level results, a couple of years down the line, they were very disappointing.
So you didn't go to vets college?
No. And it felt like the end of the world at first. My mum and Dad were really upset, and I thought I'd let everybody down, but, well, in the end, they just had to accept that their daughter wasn't destined to become a great academic after all.
But I always assumed you'd gone to university and passed everything with flying colours.
Oh, far from it. No, I ended up doing a part-time business and secretarial course. And it wasn't the end of the world.
See, Mum, I could do something like that.
Yes, I suppose so. Of course you could. Look at me, I've had a good career. And I'm sure you can too, Emma.
I hope so.
Don't rush into anything. Take your time. The best thing of all is that you've got time on your side.
Yeah, that's what one of my teachers said.
In the end, I'm sure you'll make the right decisions, even if you don't always make the right ones to begin with.
Thanks, Miss Hebden Lloyd. You've been great.
Yeah, thanks, Sheila.
Can I go now?
I suppose so.
Bye, then.
Bye, Emma. Oof. Sorry if I've interfered too much.
No. We asked for your opinion, didn't we?
So will you let her do the job?
I don't know. I suppose so. If it's what she really wants.
Can't believe it.
It just went like that, didn't it?
Them judges all the same. They never even listened to you.
Hardly had time to tell them anything.
No.
Routine case.
Open and shut, one of them said. Oh, I just said that to make me feel small.
You're not small, Eddie.
I reckon their minds were made up before we'd even started.
Yeah, it certainly felt like that.
Oh, that judge. Him and his kind don't care about the likes of us, do they?
Different world, innit?
Oh, he'd never understand what it feels like to be thrown out of his own home, would he?
No.
And all that Your Honour rubbish. The old system stacked against the likes of us.
Eddie, I think you should keep your voice down.
I don't care. Let them hear what I think. If they wouldn't listen to me in there, they can listen to me now.
Come on, Eddie, let's go and get a cup of tea. Come on.
Do you know what I'd have done if I'd have been there when that judge was born? I'd have taken a silver spoon and rammed it straight down the back of his throat.
Eddie, please, let's just get out of here.
He thinks he's better than us, doesn't he? It's the likes of him that's destroying us.
Ah, oh, he's only doing his job. It's the law that's against us.
Yeah, then the law should be changed.
Well, that ain't going to happen, is it?
No, but it should be. When a man's deprived of his home, his livelihood, his family history, all for the sake of one measly debt, and all they want to do is to keep punishing it over and over again.
Now, come along, Eddie, please. Oh, and what are we going to do about them costs we got to pay?
Oh, it's another joke, isn't it? £300 for what, 15 minutes?
I could do with that sort of money for sitting around in a stupid wig all day.
Yes, I do. But the fact is, we've still got to pay it, haven't we?
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, love. We'll find it somehow.
And what are we going to do when they move us on? Where are we going to live?
9 days that sheriff gave us, didn't he? Till next Friday.
I did. Ain't long. OSHA said this might happen, didn't she?
Yeah, well, at least we tried.
Maybe we will have to go back to Meadowbrow.
Oh, but my dead body. We're not going back to that place, and that's final.
How are we going to tell Joe?
He doesn't need to know yet, does he? Besides, 9 days is long enough to find somewhere else to park it.
I don't know, Eddie.
Yes, it is, Clary. I'll sort something out, don't you worry. I'm not going to let these beggars beat me. We'll find somewhere else. Just you wait and see.
Jamie, you've poured out all that cereal. Now you say you don't want it.
Go out and play.
No, you can't go and play until you've finished. It's not fair to Auntie Pat if you waste all that food.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I want him to eat it.
But I don't like it.
Then you shouldn't have given yourself so much. I tell you what, if you eat 5 more spoonfuls, then I'll let you go and play.
All right.
Seem to work.
Good boy.
Oh, I'm surprised you're still here, Pat. Thought you'd have gone by now.
No, I don't need to leave until 10 past, really.
Well, you're working with Anya this morning, aren't you?
Yeah. Helen's already gone off to see her suppliers in Cheltenham. Then Anya's off this afternoon when Helen gets back. So I'll be there all day.
Well, let's hope we can find a replacement soon.
I can't believe it's taking so long. It's such a nuisance. Mm.
Anybody else want a piece of toast?
Oh, no thanks. Look, if covering in the shop is such a pain, why don't I do it?
Oh, no, Cathy, it's kind of you to offer, but you don't have to.
I'd like to.
Finish, Mary. Please, can we go upstairs now?
All right, love, off you go. Now, it's the sort of thing I could really do with at the moment.
You've got to come with me, because I've lost my car.
Yeah, please, Jamie, not now.
I want it now.
Jamie, I'm talking.
Daddy will.
Oh, go on, Cathy, you go and sort him out.
Well, all right. But I mean it, Pat. I'll come back down in a couple of minutes and I'm sure we can sort something out.
All right, but remember, I'm going in 10 minutes.
Right. Come on then, Trouble. Let's go and find your car.
Well, love, that could solve a problem.
Ah, yes, it could. I wonder if it's a good idea for her at the moment.
I'm sure she wouldn't have offered if she didn't think she could do it. Besides, I expect she wants to repay a favour.
Oh, probably. It must have been horrible for her going to OSHA like that and laying bare the details of her marriage.
Mm. Not easy with Jamie either, is it? The poor lad's really missing his dad.
I know. And all we've got to worry about is finding another shop assistant.
Oh, by the way, has Ruth come back into circulation? I saw her driving through the village last night with David.
Oh, that's good. She's starting to go out again. Although, hang on now. I think it was her chemotherapy again yesterday. Did she look okay?
Oof, hard to tell, really. They just drove past.
She was so sick last time. I hope it isn't too bad this time.
I wonder if she's eating well.
Well, diet certainly does have a direct effect on your health. You are what you eat.
Well, you know that and I know that. There's plenty of people saying there's no scientific evidence.
Of course there is. Fresh fruit and vegetables protect you against lots of things. Cancer included, so they say.
Why don't people eat more, then?
I don't know.
Oh.
I suppose it's too easy to eat all those ready meals.
So, why don't we start up that box scheme you're always talking about?
I intend to. As soon as we're more settled at the shop. In fact, I think I might put together a nice box of vegetables and dairy produce for Ruth.
Well, good idea.
Quite when I'll have time to do it, it's another matter, though.
Right, well, oh, I'd better get off.
Yeah, I'll have to go soon as well. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you this evening, Cathy.
All right, bye, Tony.
Bye.
Pat,
But now, about the shop.
Oh, look, you really mustn't believe you've got to volunteer.
No, I'd like to, honestly. It's just what I need at the moment. I mean, did you know Jolene's put up a poster advertising her line dancing?
Yes, Clary mentioned it.
She obviously thinks she's got it made at the ball. It makes me so angry.
I don't blame you.
Shouldn't keep going on about it.
Don't worry about it.
Look, I really do want to help out in the shop.
Well, I must admit it would solve a problem.
Right then, that's settled.
What will you do about Jamie?
Oh, he'll be all right. There's an after-school club in Borchester. Runs through the holidays as well.
You sure he won't mind?
No. Lots of his school friends are there. He could do with more company his own age anyway.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, and I'll give them a ring this morning.
Oh, it doesn't have to be so soon.
Well, you've got other things to do today, haven't you? I might as well start straight away.
Well, that would be marvellous. And it shouldn't be for too long.
That's fine.
Can I have a word, Johnny?
Hold on, Eddie. Let me turn the water off. Can't hear you.
Ain't got much salad left now, have you?
It's nearly all gone. The shop takes off. We'll be looking to build this up next year. Now, how can I help you?
I expect you've heard about this court order.
Yes, Clary was telling me the other day. How did the hearing go?
About as bad as it could.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
I shouldn't have expected any better, I suppose.
So you've got to move on?
Yep, a week on Friday. Yeah.
Not long to find somewhere else, is it?
No, that's what I came to ask you about.
Huh?
Yeah, I was wondering if there might be some space here for us. Behind one of the barns, perhaps. You'd hardly notice we were there. It'd only be till we found somewhere else.
I'm really sorry, Eddie. I'd love to help you. And under different circumstances, perhaps I could, but we've already got two lodgers staying with us.
Oh, yeah, Cathy and Jamie.
Yeah, to be quite honest, it's pretty crowded with just them. I really don't see how we could fit all of you in as well.
Yeah, well, never mind.
Look, if there's anything else we can do to help, just let me know, won't you?
Well, as it happens, there's somewhere.
Huh? What's that?
Can I borrow the big tractor and trailer for the day?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. We've finished all the baling now.
Oh, great.
They're out in the yard.
Yeah, I passed them on the way in.
And I think I've got the keys here. Here you are.
So very much.
What time do you think you'll have them back?
Oh, should be before six. I'll see you later.
Where did you say your father was?
I didn't.
Well, where is he then?
I was sorting something out. We'll take these slabs away.
I see. Is he taking them to the tip?
Yeah, that's right. Builder's rubble it is.
Yeah. Seems a shame. They're not in bad condition, some of them.
No, he ain't paying me nothing for doing this.
Isn't he?
He reckons I don't deserve it. It's not fair.
You're right. I shall have to speak to him.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, he's such a mean old...
Yes, you can leave it with me, Edward. Unfortunately, this village, too, is being somewhat less than profligate with its talents.
You are.
Oh, I'm talking about the Mikado. Not that you'd be interested, of course.
I heard there's a couple of fairies in it called Boo Boo and Poo Poo. Is that right?
Don't be ridiculous. Of course there aren't. If you're going to make silly jokes about it, then I shan't speak to your father at all.
Oh, sorry. It was only a joke.
Yes, well, it's rather a sore point. I still haven't found my Nanky Poo or my Yum Yum. Dear. Not to mention a male chorus worthy of the name.
Well, you might as well give up then.
Give up? Give up? Certainly not. Although it does look as if I shall have to publish an incomplete cast list, I simply can't keep people waiting any longer.
Dad's here now.
Ah. You will be careful of my gatepost, won't you, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I suppose not. No, that's better. At least he's managed to avoid hitting anything.
Oh, you won't forget to have a word with him.
No, I won't.
Do you want me to start loading them up?
Yeah, you get cracking, son.
I think you must be ahead of schedule, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, but I've got a very busy week ahead of me.
Oh, I was rather hoping you might be able to finish by the end of next week.
I wouldn't like to promise anything in case you got disappointed.
No, I understand. Incidentally, don't you think it would be fairer if Edward was to benefit from all this work he's been doing?
Oh, you needn't worry about that, Mrs. Snell. I'll make sure he benefits from it, all right?
An honest wage for an honest day's work.
Let's just say he'll get what he deserves.
I certainly hope so. And are you really taking all these old stones to the tip?
Yeah, that's right.
Seems a pity to see them go to waste.
Oh, they've had it. No market value, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, I shall leave you to it. I'm off to continue my Japanese researches. Help yourself to tea and biscuits, won't you?
Yeah, thanks very much.
You can help me with this.
Just come in and mind them stones. I don't want them broken, all right? I reckon they should do very nicely for that barbecue area in Pennyassett.
Come and sit down, Pat.
Thanks.
Have you brought that box of vegetables for me?
Yes, I have. Shall I put it in the kitchen?
No, you're okay. I'll do it later. Thanks very much.
Oh, no problem. I did it as a dummy run for the box scheme we're thinking of introducing at the shop sometime in the next few months.
And you thought of me?
Well, won't do you any harm, will it?
No, it's very kind of you.
So how was it yesterday?
Oh, much the same as last time.
And how do you feel?
The anti-sickness pills really help.
Poor old you. It's a very smart baseball cap.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it really suits you.
Pip and Josh gave it to me this morning. It's to hide this. I was sick of all my hair falling out, so I thought the best thing was to just get rid of it.
Well, good for you. I think it looks great.
Thanks. I think so too. But I like wearing the cap anyway.
Why not? Looks really good.
Pip said it made me look cool.
Well, that must be a first when a child tells their parent they look cool.
Oh, compared to the woolly hat I had on before, believe me, this is cool. So, why me for the fruit and veg?
Oh, you know, thought it might make a change.
It will be a change too. Have you been talking to Shula by any chance?
No, why?
It's just that when I first knew I had cancer, Shula brought me some books with advice on diets and healthy eating.
And have you been following this advice?
Oh, it's not easy, but I'm trying.
Great. So how about another box this time next week?
Hang on a minute. You have to give me a chance to finish that lot first.
Well, it may be incomplete, but at least it's a statement of intent. Oh. Hello, Edward. You taking a lunch break?
No, we finished for the day. Her dad's gone off to Pennyassett.
Oh, I was rather hoping you might start on laying the slate this afternoon.
No chance. Her dad reckons we might get round to it sometime next week. He gave me a fiver, though.
Oh, well, at least that's something.
Can you give me a lift to Borchester?
No, I'm not going into Borchester.
Oh, well, let's have a look at this cast list.
Why?
Well, I want to see who's in it, don't I? See who the totty is.
Totty?
Yeah, you know, fit birds.
If you mean attractive young women, then yes, we've got Hayley and Brenda.
Now, they're just a couple of old slappers. You should get someone like Emma in it.
Oh, why? Why do I always take on this thankless task year after year? In most other respects, you'd think I was a perfectly rational and sensible human being.
It's only a play, though, isn't it?
Edward!
You can't get too worked up about that.
Edward, it is not a play. It's G and S.
Yeah, whatever.
Potentially, this is the highlight of the Ambridge social calendar for the year 2000, a fitting climax to the millennial celebrations. But if I don't find a cast soon, there is a distinct possibility that it might not happen at all.
Yes, and Cathy, do you by any chance have any langoustine?
Oh, I'm not sure. Do you want me to come and have a look for you?
Oh, yes, please, if you would. And whilst you're there, perhaps you could see if you have any foie gras.
Oh, I shouldn't think we have. I mean, it wouldn't be very organic, would it, given the way that it's made?
Oh, nonsense. I'm sure it's perfectly organic. After all, they rear the birds by hand, don't they?
Yes, but that's
quite... And I'm sure they're fed with only the finest French grain, so what could be more organic than that?
No, I'm sorry. It doesn't look as though we've got any langoustine. Oh. How about dolphin-friendly tuna instead?
Oh, dear good heavens, no. You don't seem to know very much about food, do you?
I did used to teach home economics. Huh? But perhaps you could give me one or two tips.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm far too busy. I've got my painting to do for the flower and produce show for a start. If only I can find an appropriate subject.
Hmm. Perhaps you could do a still life, using organic fruit and vegetables.
Oh, no, that sounds terribly mundane. Hardly likely to catch the judge's eye, is it?
No, perhaps not.
And then once the rehearsals for the Mikado start, I shall hardly have any time to call my own.
I didn't know you were going to be in the Mikado. Which part are you playing?
Katisha has been promised to me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I'd heard that somebody else was going to play Katisha.
Oh, no, I'm afraid you must be mistaken. Linda Snell and I have an agreement.
Oh, well, yes, perhaps I've got it wrong. I'm sure I heard somebody say they'd seen a cast list up last night, though.
Really? And where was this cast list?
On the notice board outside the village hall, I think. Ah. Is everything all right back there, Tom?
Yes, fine.
No, I think I'd best be getting off. I'll come back another time when you've extended your range.
But, Julia, what about your duck eggs? Oh, never mind. Poor Julia. I have a feeling she's going to be rather disappointed when she sees that cast list.
Did she buy anything?
No, she didn't.
She was in here for long enough.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Usha, how nice to see you.
Hello, Linda, what have you been doing?
Oh, collecting litter from around the village. There's far too much clutter in people's lives. It reduces their energy levels, you know.
I must remember to bear that in mind.
But also, one does like to perform these little public services every now and again.
That's very noble of you.
I must say, I'm rather surprised to see you here at this time of day.
Oh, I had a meeting with a client in Hollerton. I just dropped into the shop before heading back to the office.
Of course. It must be hard for you, having to commute around the county and beyond.
No, not really.
And you have to deal with so much misery in your line of work.
It's not all bad, Linda.
Well, no, but when you see the Grundys being treated so shabbily, it must be very difficult. Poor Clary told me all about the hearing this week.
Actually, Eddie only asked me for advice about that, and unfortunately there was very little I could do to help them.
What a pity. But you are helping Kathy, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to discuss my client's cases.
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm sorry, but I need to get on, Linda.
Usha, there is one more thing I'd like to ask before you go.
What's that?
Do you like Gilbert and Sullivan?
I'm afraid I don't know very much about them.
Ah, in that case, you've got a treat in store. I'd like you to consider taking a part in the Mikado.
Oh. Linda, I'm very busy at the moment.
Oh, there's no problem. You see, we're still rather short in the schoolgirls' chorus, and that shouldn't require too much rehearsal time.
It's very kind of you to ask, Linda, but I doubt that it's my sort of thing.
But you'll never know until you've tried it.
No, honestly, I don't think so.
Well, perhaps you'd like to come back to me in a day or two.
Sorry, but no.
Oh, well, never mind. Oh, excuse me, Usha.
Bye.
Stop! Stop! Stop, Tom! Tom, I need to ask you something. It's very important. I just need a quick word.
Well, what is it, Linda? Has there been an accident?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. I want you to reconsider taking a role in the Mikado.
Is that all? I thought it was something really important.
But, Tom, it is important. I promise you that you won't be disappointed, and who knows, you could even end up in one of the starring roles.
Look, I'm really not interested. I only need to get to the shop and deliver this stuff.
But it'll be so much fun.
What, singing silly songs and dressing up in stupid costumes?
But there's an unnameable je ne sais quoi you get when you're up on that stage, Tom. Performing, it's like nothing else in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, there's the opportunity to make lots of new friends at rehearsals. There'll be plenty of girls there.
Look, sorry, Linda, I don't want to do it, and that's that.
Well, what about Helen? Do you think she might?
No, she definitely wouldn't be interested.
But what am I going to do?
Look, I've got to go. I'm sure you'll find someone in the end. Bye.
Yes, but who? And how?
She is really getting on my nerves.
What's the problem?
Oh, your sister. I just thought I was being helpful, that's all.
Oh.
I just thought we should position the baby foods more prominently than we are doing at the moment.
Why?
Well, I read in a magazine article recently that food for babies and young children is currently the fastest growing area of sales in organics.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of people start getting interested in decent food when they have a baby, don't they?
Mm.
So,
I thought we should try to capitalise on that.
Makes sense to me.
Exactly.
And what did she say to you? Let me guess. That you've been in the shop for, what, a day and a half? Whereas she's been planning this layout with Mum for months. So what were you doing, coming and trying to tell her how to change things?
That was about the size of it, yes. I mean, it was only a suggestion. Well, it was just that there was a young mum in earlier on when I was serving someone else. And she looked as though she couldn't find what she wanted. I didn't have time to help her, so she just went out. We lost a customer.
Yeah, I see. Well, my sister isn't the easiest person to get along with sometimes. That's why...
Peter left. Yeah. I know.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi.
Just brought these extra yoghurts. Where's Helen?
Gone home to see you, actually. She'll be sorry to have missed you.
Oh, why didn't she phone first? She could have brought these yoghurts back. Honestly, she's going to have to make a better attempt at forecasting how many of them we need. We can't keep popping in and out with extra. Still, at least you'll have a full fridge for tomorrow.
Oh, goody.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. Helen's been her usual sweet self today.
What's the problem this time?
It's okay. Nothing I can't deal with. Oh, hey, I must get ready to go. I'm seeing Usha at 5:30. You do remember I mentioned it, Pat?
Yes, that's fine.
Does that mean I'm staying to lock up, then?
Oh, I thought Helen was going to be here, Tom. She must have forgotten about my appointment. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your problem. You go, honestly.
Right.
Mum, I can't.
Tom, you'll have to. I've got to get back. I shouldn't even be here, really.
Yeah, but...
Look, I'll talk to Helen later, OK? I'm sure these are just teething problems.
Oh, teething problems.
I've got to go, sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry, Tom. It's just if it was for anything else, I'd
No,
stay.
It's OK, Cathy. I know it's not your fault.
Look, can you tell Helen when you see her that I've sorted the coffee order as requested and left all the paperwork in the back? She should be happy with that, at least.
Right, will do.
Oh, here comes the last customer of the day. Are you all right, Tom? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Kirsty?
Surprise, surprise, Tom.
What are you doing here? I thought you were still under restriction.
They've said they're going to concentrate on our two ringleaders. All my charges have been dropped.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I'll just be off then, Tom. Okay?
Okay, Cathy, fine.
Bye.
Bye.
You realise what this means? We can start seeing each other again.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You're still a bit stunned, aren't you?
Just a bit.
I went to the farm first and your dad told me to come here. This place looks great. Really cool.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. Wow, it's so nice to see you.
And you. Oh, I've been longing for this moment for months and months. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, we have.
Linda, I should like a word.
Ah, Julia.
I understand you have put up a cast list.
Yes, it's here.
Why didn't you let me know first?
You don't think it sounds too desperate, do you, putting up this poster saying wanted men? After all, we don't want to attract the wrong sort of crowd, do we? Trouble is, I'm at my absolute wit's end about this man problem, and I...
Why have I not been given the part of Katisha as promised?
But I didn't promise it to you, Julia. Our conversation was simply part of an overall ongoing discussion. There was never an agreement.
I distinctly remember that there was.
Well, very sorry if that was the impression given, but I'm afraid one really can't compromise on one's artistic principles.
I feel betrayed.
No, it was never my intention.
For someone of my experience to be treated in such a way is absolutely unforgivable. I have been abused.
Oh, no, not abused at all. You still have a very important role to fulfil in our production.
Oh, what is that?
You will be providing our chorus of schoolgirls with the sort of quality one very rarely comes across outside professional performances.
The schoolgirls' chorus?
Yes. I always think it provides the real backbone to any successful production of The Mikado.
No, I'm sorry, but that would be completely out of the question.
Oh.
And would you mind telling me precisely what it is that Christine Barford is able to bring to the role of Katisha that I cannot?
Ah, well, you see, it's all a question of vocal timbre. Christine's is simply more suited to the role than yours is, I'm afraid. There's nothing more to it than that.
So... if you think my timbre isn't up to the role, then I shall leave you to struggle on with your little amateur production in my absence.
Oh, dear.
Now, you've already given me your marriage certificate.
Yeah. God, feels like a lifetime ago.
Well, once we've filled out the statement of arrangement for children and signed it, as well as the divorce petition, both documents will be lodged at the court with your marriage certificate.
Oh, right. And then what happens?
The petition and statement of arrangements are served on Sid, and he should respond within the following 8 days.
Well, I shouldn't think there'll be a problem.
No, hopefully not. Right, we'll need to arrange another meeting to discuss the financial aspects of the divorce in greater detail.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that.
Well, I didn't think it would be a very good idea to start that this late on a Friday afternoon.
No. And I've got to pick Jamie up before 6.
Exactly.
I'll check with Pat when they want me at the shop next week, and then I'll get back to you.
Oh, that's fine. Or even the week after, if that's easier for you.
Yes, it might be.
Well, that's no problem.
I'm a bit worried about how Jamie's going to settle back at school after all this.
Children don't tend to dwell too long on things.
Hope you're right, for his sake. Of course, it wouldn't have occurred to Sid to think about Jamie.
No. Unfortunately, it often is the child who gets caught up in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I'm determined that whatever happens, Jamie is not going to suffer. I won't stop Sid from seeing him, but I'll make damn sure we get everything we can out of that man.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.